My name is Holly Sands. I'm with the Kentucky Department for Public Health, and I will be talking to you about our perinatal hepatitis C surveillance in Kentucky for 2014. As you may or may not already know, Kentucky has a bit of bipolarity. We are really good at recruiting some of the best athletes to shoot a leather ball into a hoop, and we also can breed probably the first Triple Crown winner in 37 years. However, we do have some struggles when it comes to health outcomes. Unfortunately, perinatal hepatitis C fits in that latter category. In a 9-year span, the number of acute viral hepatitis C cases more than quadrupled from 46 cases reported in 2005 to 239 cases in 2013. This led to concern about identifying the risk factors for hepatitis C transmission while also developing and implementing programs to target at-risk groups for hepatitis C. In collaborating with several local health departments, primarily in the northern region of the state, voluntary hepatitis C testing took place in 2013 to identify these risk factors. As a result of this investigation, the Kentucky Department for Public Health determined there was a large number of hepatitis C positive tests in our 20 to 29 year age group. This raised concerns about the potential for mother-to-child transmission of infected pregnant women. As a result, in December of 2013, KDPH requested voluntary reporting from all health care providers across the state for hepatitis C positive pregnant women, all infants born to hepatitis C positive women, and all hepatitis C positive children between the ages of 0 to 5. Descriptive data presented here today will be from reports collected between December 20th of 2013 through April 30th of 2015. 569 hepatitis C positive mothers and children were reported to KDPH during this time frame, with 519 being pregnant women and mothers between the ages of 14 and 47 years of age with a mean of 27.1, and 50 children between the ages of 1 week and 10 years of age. Although we only requested children 0 to 5 years of age to be reported, the one 10-year-old child was reported because his mother was currently carrying another child. Lab results indicate that 86 mothers had an RNA positive and antibody positive test at the time of screening, and 31 mothers were HCV antibody positive but RNA negative. A total of 4 children had a current infection, while the majority were not tested for hepatitis C antibodies or RNA. And serology confirmed that one of these children were co-infected with both hepatitis B and hepatitis C. Risk factors for mother indicate a high intravenous drug use at 35.9% and multiple sex partners at 16.3%. Although the percentage of mothers and pregnant women reporting tattoos, STDs, and exposures to a known hepatitis positive contact were relatively low, they were generally associated with another risk factor at the same time. If we map out our cases for this past year, you will see the majority of cases fall in the far northern region, the far southeast region, or Jefferson County, which houses Louisville. However, if we look at the rate of perinatal hepatitis C per live birth rate, you can see that some of the poorest counties in the Appalachian regions of southeast Kentucky have the highest rates of perinatal hepatitis C in the state, causing great concern that hepatitis C is no longer contained in our urban centers, but reaching into our small remote communities in the mountains and infecting already a vulnerable population. Overall, Kentucky has a rate of 8.16 per 1,000 live births to hepatitis C positive women. There are several risk factors associated with hepatitis C in pregnant women, including IV drug use, which is quite concerning for a plethora of other reasons. And it is apparent that vertical transmission of hepatitis C from mother to child is currently taking place in Kentucky. Some of our limitations is that our data was voluntarily reported and it was not a representative sample. We had to clean a lot of our duplicate data because these women were a transient population accessing different healthcare providers across the state, and it was only reported via fax and hard copy, so we had to hand enter it into a database. In conclusion, a tailored education program and awareness campaign about HCV transmission, particularly in our rural areas, are being implemented. And in February of this year, legislation was passed that perinatal hepatitis C will become a mandatory reportable condition for all healthcare providers in Kentucky, effective July 1st, 2015. Thank you.